Good morning. How are you? Good. So someone came up to me afterwards, the service this morning. And he said, I was looking forward to hearing you speak in Mandarin. But I didn't. It's been kind of a stressful last couple weeks. You know, as you know, I'm moving on to a different church, so there's just been a lot of emotion for me. And this will be my last message to you for, I don't know, the foreseeable future, maybe heaven, I don't know. So there's many things that I would like to say. But only so much time. And I wanted, after 24 years, to talk about the gospel. I want to talk about how I was a sinner, and I have been saved by grace, and now I am a saint. And yet part of me is also very much like, I want to give you something practical. I want to give you something you can apply. So today I want to talk about how to experience the gospel through confessing sin. So let me give you a common scenario. A family is having dinner. Husband, wife, two young children. Okay, their husband and wife are talking. And then an argument breaks out. And the discussion gets more heated. Okay, at some point, because of the tension, one of the children spills his soup. And at that point, both parents yell at the kids. And so, and then everything's quiet, right? And what happens next? Nothing. Okay. The rest of the evening goes by. There's no acknowledgement of what happened. There's dinner the next evening. No acknowledgement of what happened. And that's typically how conflict happens in a family. We don't want to talk about it. But the interesting thing is, the memory of that event will live on in the husband and in the wife, and certainly in the kids.
但是重点是，那件事情会永远留在那个先生孩子们的脑海里。And
what will happen is there will be a pattern for the kids that you're never to bring up anything difficult.
所以这个渐渐渐的告诉那些孩子们，你们永远不要提起困难的那些事情来讨论。That
is not acceptable or appropriate to talk about sin.
要谈我们所犯的罪，并不是适当的。And
what's interesting is, as the children get older, and that pattern of not dealing with sin or not being able to confess it, as that pattern repeats, the children get that message.
所以当他们孩子在成长的时候，那个不犯罪不认罪的那个模式一直延下去。
And as those children grow into adults, their parents will wonder, how come we're not closer with our kids?
当这些孩子后来变成成人的之后，跟家长们的关系并不那么亲热，那些家长会。
And then as the children have their own children,
当这些孩子自己也成家有了孩子
they'll also experience that same type of tension where no one wants to talk about any type of sin issue.
他们同样也经历类似的状况，就是说没人愿意谈起罪的事情。
And that's how sin gets passed from one generation to another.
这是罪如何从一代传到一代。
No one wants to acknowledge it. No one wants to confess the sin.
想认罪。
And it is confession of sin that helps break that cycle.
要认罪才能够破坏那个恶性循环的。
See, when we confess sin, it is an invitation for the gospel to come into our hearts.
当我们认罪的时候，我们是邀请那个福音能够进入我们的心。
Without that invitation, there is no space in our hearts for the Spirit of God to work.
我们没有那样邀请的话，那个我们心里面没有空间可以让圣灵来动工。
And without confession of sin, we do not experience healing.
没有认罪的话，就没办法得到医治。
And would you make no mistake? God desperately wants you to be healed.
神实际上是很想你们得到医治。
So let's look at the passage.
我们一起来看经文。
You read from 5:16, but I want to start earlier with James 5:13. You can follow with me in your Bibles.
刚刚我们是读雅各书五章第十六节，但是我现在想从十三节开始读。
Is anyone among you suffering?
你们中间有受苦的呢
？Let him pray.
他就该祷告。
Is anyone cheerful?
有喜乐的呢
？Let him sing praise.
他就该歌颂。
Is anyone among you sick?
你们中间有病了的呢
？Let him call for the elders of the church.
他就该请教会的长老来。
And let them pray over him.
他们可以奉主的名
，anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
用油抹他，为他祷告。
And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick.
出于信心的祈祷要救那个病人。
And the Lord will raise him up.
主必叫他起来。
And if he has committed sins,
他若犯了罪,
he will be forgiven.
也必蒙赦免。
Therefore, confess your sins to one another.
所以你们要彼此认罪。
And pray for one another.
互相代求。
That you may be healed.
使你们可以得医治。
The prayer of a righteous person.
义人祈祷。
Has great power as it is working.
所发的力量是大有功效的。
So a couple things I want you to notice about the book of James.
所以我想有关雅各书，我想提几点。
It is a book of action.
是个行动行为的书。
And it assumes the gospel.
那假设福音为背景。
And there's some troublesome passages.
雅各书里面有一些比较难懂的一些经节。
Like the one that says faith without works is dead.
那说信心没有行为是死的。
And what you have to understand is what James is saying is not against what Paul says in Romans.
你们要必须明白说，他雅各在写的跟那个保罗在罗马书写的并没有冲突。
We are indeed justified by faith.
我们是因信称义。
But what James is saying is your faith is meaningless. It has no life unless you put it into practice.
但是雅各是说你的。信心是死的，若你没有行为。
And in James chapter 4, what the author is doing is he's explaining all these different sins that this church is wrestling with.
所以雅各书第四章，雅各在讲教会为各种各样的罪所在挣扎的罪。
Desires that war within us, like envy, jealousy, gossip, arrogance, judging others.
像妒忌说邪念邪语，傲慢等等的罪。
And so what happens is at the end of this chapter, James makes an interesting comment. He says, if you know what is right and you do not do it, if you know what is good and you do not do it, then that is sin.
这一章的最后 雅各说, 如果你知道说你该行的什么你不去行, 那就是罪。
And that's very important because most of you think you are good people.
这一点很重要, 因为我们大, 我想在座大部分都认为你们是好人。
And by the world standards, you are.
根据世界的标准, 你们是。
Because you do not commit sin.
因为你们不犯罪。
Okay, commit means like you don't commit murder, you don't cheat, you don't steal.
Yeah, 你不犯罪，我们这里是指说不杀人，不说谎言，不偷窃。
But a sin of omission is when you do not do the good you are supposed to do.
那不行动的罪呢，是指说你该做的没去做的好。
And a lot of those kinds of sins are the sins that are inside us, like envy, like jealousy.
所以很多这种罪都是心里面的罪，就像嫉妒一样。
And the problem with those sins is no one can tell on the outside that you struggle with them.
这些内心里面的罪是说从外表看来，人家看不到你的挣扎。
There's something inside your heart.
是你内心里面的事情。
It's something inside your head.
你所想的。
And yet when we hold that inside,
当我们把这些东西都留在我们内心里面,
it's a disease.
那就成为一个病。
And that's the context of verse 13.
所以13节就是在讲这些事。
He says, who's suffering?
他说有谁在受苦呢?
Who is sick?
有谁有病呢?
Okay. And clearly, this sickness is a physical sickness.
这里讲的病,
but then in 15, it's very interesting. It says, when we pray for someone who's sick, the Lord will raise him up, he will heal him, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
但是15节告很有趣的是他为那个病人祈求主会叫他起来，但是他这里也提到说会赦免他的罪。
It's as if there is a connection between physical sickness and spiritual sickness.
所以告诉我们说，那个身体上的病跟那个属灵上的病是有相关的。
Now I do not want to say that physical sickness is because of spiritual.
我并不想说你的身体上的病是因为属灵上的病的原因。
Okay, but oftentimes our spiritual illness has physical effects.
但是很多时候我们属灵上的病在身体上会有表现。
And we're going to look at an example of that in the life of David.
我们在大卫的生平会看到一个例子。
But here's the thing. Oftentimes, we do not view confessing sin as vital for our own personal health.
但是很多时候我们不把认罪看为是我们生活健康的一个重要的部分。
Because James' point in this passage is that if you confess sin to another person and that person prays for you, you will be healed. What that says is you are broken. Before you confess sin, you are hurting and diseased before you confess sin.
雅各这里说，我们向别人认罪的时候，我表示说，我们内心里面本来就已经破碎了。
So the question is, why would we willingly choose not to confess sin and be sick?
所以问题是说，我们为什么不愿意认罪而得救呢？
I think there's three reasons.
我想有三个理由。
The first is this, we do not have role models in confessing sin for us.
Yeah, 我想第一个理由是说我们没有一个认罪的榜样。
You know, I remember as a kid, I have no recollection of my dad ever admitting he was wrong.
我在我的成长的记忆当中，我没有不记得我父亲有向我们认罪的一次。
You know, we would be on vacation and he would be driving around hopelessly lost and he would never admit it.
所以我们度假的时候，他迷路的时候，一点也都不承认，跟我们承认说他迷路了。
And they would drive my mom and my brother and me, it would just drive us crazy.
让我跟我弟弟跟我妈妈，我们都受不了。
But I think about my dad's background.
但是我想到我爸的背景。
Which I know he's shared with you.
他跟大家有分享过。
He did not grow up with a father.
他在成长的过程当中没有一个父亲。
He had no role model of a man ever admitting he was wrong.
他是生命里头没有一个 男人做他的榜样，认做认罪的榜样。
So it should not be surprising in any way that my dad did not know how to admit he was wrong or confess sin.
所以并我父亲不知道如何认罪，并不稀奇。
So the first reason why it's difficult for you to confess sin is no one has ever been an example of that for you.
所以第一个你认罪有困难的原因是你从来没有一个榜样。
But there's a second bigger reason.
第二理由我想是更大的一个理由。
We don't confess sin because we are afraid of showing weakness.
我们不认罪是我们怕显出我们自己的软弱。
Another thing I remember growing up is whenever my parents would get sick,They would still go to work.
我记得我在成长的时候，我父母亲他们生病的时候，他们还继续上班。
Because if you're a good Chinese person, you don't just stay home because you have a cold. You keep working.
那你是个好的中国人的话，你并不因为生病而不去上班，你留在家里。
But Americans, you know, they get sick all the time and they never do any work.
但是美国人他们常常生病都工作。
But in our culture, there's a value upon working hard, and if you are not strong and you appear weak, it's frowned upon.
在我们中国文化是说努力工作是个美德。
But again, that may not be the biggest reason why it's difficult for you to confess.
但可能这也不是最大不认罪的最大的理由。
The last reason is this.
最后的理由是
You, me, we are afraid.Of being shamed.
Yeah, this 最后的理由是你我怕丢脸。
See, when you confess sin, you are making yourself naked.
So 你认罪，你等于是让自己赤裸。
You're exposing yourself.
你一点遮掩都没有。
It's inappropriate.
是不适当的。
And it's offensive.
是能会得罪人的。
And what's interesting is it's offensive not only to you, but it's offensive to other people to confess sin.
不仅对自己有不好，对别人也不好。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
但是圣经并不是这么教导我们的。
And so what I want to demonstrate to you is that confessing sin is the way we understand the gospel.
所以我想是跟大家讲清楚的是说，我们认罪是彰显那个福音的一个方法。
You cannot understand how much God loves you and has forgiven you unless you acknowledge what you have done against God.
You have done.
Until you unless you acknowledge.
Oh, okay. 你不没，如果你不承认你的罪的话，你就没办法真正是了解神对你的爱。
And this, because the shame component runs so deeply, I just want to give another quick example of what it looks like.
所以因为那个怕丢脸。是蛮常见的，我想再用一个例子。
You know, I remember taking a business trip to Japan.
我记得有一次我到日本出差。
And I had no family to go back to, right? I was on a business trip, so I'd walk the streets at night.
所以我晚上在逛街。
And I would notice all kinds of businessmen wearing suits just like mine.
我看到很多做生意的人穿着西服的人走来走去。
And they're playing pachinko, they're you know, in the bar, they're doing all kinds of things, but I know they can't go home.
他们在玩日本弹球或者是在酒吧里面，但是我知道说他们还不能回家。
Because if they go home too early, then it's shameful.
因为他们若太早回家的话是丢脸的事。
Because it looks like they're not working hard enough.
因为会看起来好像他们没那么用功的工作。
And that's the power of shame.
那是羞辱的能力。
We want to cover ourselves.
我们要遮掩自己。
There's a man that I want to make a role model.
我想用一个人当我们的榜样。
His name is King David.
他是大卫王。
And in Psalm 32, I want to give you a picture of what it's like to confess sin, what James is talking about.
我要借着诗篇32篇给你们一个图像。
Psalm 32 says, Blessed is the one, this is the first verse, Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
32篇第一节这么说，得赦免其过，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit.
第二节，凡心里没有讹诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me.
黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重。
My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
I acknowledged my sin to you.
我向你陈明我的罪。
And I did not cover my iniquity.
我不隐瞒我的恶。
So the first thing I want to say is, David is a role model for all of us.
第一个就是我想提的是，大卫是我们的一个榜样。
And please do not tell me he is not good enough.
也别告诉我说他不够好。
He is one of the greatest kings of Israel.
他是以色列很伟大的一个王之一。
And yet he was not afraid to confess his sin.
但是他也不没有惧怕承认他的罪。
He was not afraid to show weakness.
他并不怕显出他的软弱。
He was not afraid to risk being shamed.
他并不怕羞辱。
The second thing I want you to observe in this passage.
Yeah, 第二点我想你注意在这经节里面注意一件事。
Is that David talks about the holding in of his sin as a disease.
他讲到说隐瞒他的罪是个病。
It says his strength was sapped.
他说他的精力消耗尽。
There was groaning in his bones.
他的骨头枯干，哀恨的枯干。
He suffered because he kept his sin inside.
他受苦，因为他把他的罪藏在他的心里面。
I want to ask you, how are you suffering today?
我想问大家，你今天怎么样的受苦呢？
You know, I bet most of you don't even notice.
我想你们可能都没注意到。
Because you're used to holding it in.
因为你们。是都习惯你忍住你们的。
But when you come to church,
但是当你来到教会
，when you sing songs,
你们唱诗歌的时候
，when you hear the message,
你们听信息的时候
，when you close your eyes to pray,
当你们闭着眼睛祷告的时候
，you don't feel anything,
你什么感觉都没有。
Because there's sin inside you that you've held,
你里面有隐藏的罪。
Now I want to be very careful.
我这里要很小心。
Jesus, when he died on the cross, forgave all of our sin.
耶稣钉死在十字架的时候，已经赦免了我们的罪。
He forgave past and present and future.
他赦免了我们过去、现在跟将来的罪。
And that is the cure.
那是那个药，医治的药。
He is the cure.
他是那医治的药。
But you receive that, you take it, you eat the cure when you confess sin.
当你认罪的时候，你就等于是说在服那个药。
The medicine cannot have any effect on you unless you eat it. And the way that we eat the forgiveness of Jesus is to confess sin.
那药你不服的话，对你没有功效。你得赦免是承认你的罪。
So absolutely. All of your sins have been forgiven, and yet they have no effect on us until we confess.
所以我们的罪都已经赦免了，但是对我们的生命没有功效，除非我们认罪。
And that's what David experiences in Psalm 32. He experiences the joy of forgiveness because he confesses his sin.
大卫王在三十二篇里面的经历就是他经历了得赦免的喜乐。
So let me address the second reason.
这里我想谈起那个第二个理由。
We don't confess sin because we're afraid to show weakness.
我们不认罪是因为我们怕显示出我们的软弱。
I think this is a very interesting thing.
我觉得这是很有趣的一件事。
The only people who are afraid to show weakness is those who are weak.
怕显示软弱的人其实就是软弱的人。
If you are strong, you are not threatened.When you show weakness.
你是刚强的人的话，你显示软弱，你并不觉感受到威胁。
Because God has made you strong.
因为神使你刚强。
God has made you righteous.
神使你称义。
Because when we confess sin, we are pointing not to our own strength, we are pointing to someone else's.
因为我们认罪并不是靠着我们自己的能力强壮，而是靠着别人的能力。
So it is a joy to be able to confess sin.
所以能够认罪是个喜乐的事。
Now, the second thing about confession, the other observation with David.
Yeah, 我们在从大卫王的经历可以看到另外一点。
Confession is always first and foremost between us and God.
Yeah, 认罪首先是我们跟对神之间的事情。
It is absolutely important, as James says, to confess to another person.
像雅各说的，向别人认罪是重要的。
But our confession is always first and foremost to God Himself, the one who heals.
但是我们首先要认罪的是向神认罪，因为他是医治的神。
And that's what David does.
这里大卫就是这么做。
And yet I also want to recognize that often when we sin, especially with a sin like losing your temper, our sin affects other people.
所以我想指出说，我们常常我们犯的罪，像发脾气的罪，都会影响到别人。
And what we need to do is also acknowledge that to the person that we hurt.
所以我们必须也向受到伤害，因为我们受到伤害的人认罪。
So once we acknowledge sin to God,
所以当我们向神认罪之后，
then we acknowledge sin to the person that we offended.
然后我们要向我们得罪的人认罪。
And we do that by stating the fact of what we did.
所以我们如何做呢？就是告诉他们说我们做犯罪的事实。
And then we say how that might have made the person feel.
我们也指出我们所犯的罪如何影响另外一个人。
And then, and this is a very important part, and then we listen.
那之后呢，这是很重要的一点，我们需要聆听。
You know, I know we had a marriage seminar yesterday.
我知道我们昨天这里有个婚姻的讲座。
I heard it was about like serving one another.
我听到说是有关彼此服侍。
One of the greatest ways you can serve your spouse is by listening to them.
你服侍你的配偶的最好的一个方式就是聆听他们。
I've been married for, this is 18 years of marriage.
我结婚18年。
You look surprised. 18 years of marriage, I've had to apologize many times.
我在我这18年的婚姻上面，我常常要向我的配偶道歉。
You know the way I used to do apologize is, I would say to Judy, this is before she could even say anything.
我抱歉的方式是这样。
I would come up to her, I'd say, hey, you know what happened? You know, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
我会跟我的配偶注意说啊，你知道所发生的事情，我真的很道歉，很抱歉，很抱歉。
And then she would say, well, you know, it really hurt me. And I'd say, no.I already said I'm sorry.
他会开始跟我讲说你如何的伤害到我，但是我很快的反应就说、不要再讲了，
yeah,
我已经向你抱歉。
No more talking.
不许再讲。
Because I already said it.
因为我已经抱歉了。
But what I didn't realize.
但是我没有那个时候没有发现。
Is that confession, I mean, apologizing and confession was not just for her sake.
我没有发现说我认罪并不是是为他的缘故。
It was for me.
也是为我自己的缘故。
Because I needed to hear how I had hurt her.
所以我必须听到说我如何的伤害到她。
And so my role in confession, in both to God and to others, is to listen to what God and the other person has to say.
所以我在认罪的所需要扮演的一个角色是要聆听神跟聆听另外一个受伤的人的声音。
Because that person will have very important information for me.
因为那个人对我会有很 好的资讯。
Things that I may not realize.
可能有一些我从来没看到的事情。
Areas where I may need to change.
我需要改变的地方。
But most importantly.
但是更重要的是。
I need to bear the full weight of what my sin did to the other person.
我必须承担 我的罪所造成的对另外一个人的后果。
And once I take it on myself.I give it to Jesus.
所以当我承认了我的责任的话，我就把那个重任带到耶稣基督那边。
So that He can forgive me.
让他来赦免我。
So I want to give some examples.
我想举一些例子。
You know, I want to talk about the most difficult area. How do we overcome shame?
我想谈最难的是有关那个怕丢脸的事情的这件理由。
And I want to praise God for my parents.
因我的父母亲，我想赞美神。
Because I could not have been in this church for 24 years if not for the testimony of how their lives have been transformed by Jesus.
因为我不可能在这教会待了24年若不是 他们生命改变的见证。
You know, I took them to the airport recently.
我最近带他们到机场。
And I chose that moment to force them to confess to their sin.
我就选择了那个时候逼他们承认他们的罪。
I would really recommend not doing this.
我劝你们不要这么做。
But they have come such a long way. I knew they could handle it.
但是他们已经成长的基督徒，我觉得他们可以应付。
You know, in raising our four children,
我在带到我的四个孩子。
I have encountered a lot of sin and weakness on my part.
我面对了我自己的很多罪跟软弱。
And as I've thought through it, I think, wow, you know, some of that I can blame on my parents.
So, 当我看面对我自己的软弱跟罪的话，我就想说，这一切有一些我可以归罪于我的父母亲。
And so I said to my mom and dad.
所以我跟我的父母亲这么讲。
You know, when I was growing up,
我在成长的时候
，You did not discipline me for my attitude.
你没有因为我的态度而训回我。
You would get upset at me for outward behavior.
你们会因为我的外表的行为不开心。
But you did not know how to punish me for my inward thoughts, for my actions, for the bitterness and anger that I had inside me.
但是你们并没有办法来惩治我的里面的苦毒，里面的愤恨。
And at that point, my parents had many choices of how they could respond.
所以那个时候我的父母亲当然有不同反应的选择。
They could have gotten defensive.
他们可以护卫自己。
They could have said, who are you to bring this up?
他们可能说你是老几要提这件事。
They could have changed the subject.
他们可以改变话题。
How's the weather?
气候怎么样?
They did none of those things.
他们都没这么做。
And my dad did something fascinating that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, 我爸爸做了一个我一生会记得的事。
He said, Fred, you know what? It's actually much worse than that.
他跟我说 ,Fred, 其实比你说的更糟糕。
He said, there were moments when we would argue.
他说我们争吵的时候。
And it was so important for you to get your point across to me.
你对你来讲你能够把你的想法跟我讲是很重要的。
But I would just walk away.
但是我在争论当中就走掉。
And I knew it would hurt you so much.
然后我知道说这会伤害到你。
And the funny thing is it hurt me so much, I don't remember it.
所以我其实我都不记得这些事情了。
But once he said it,
但是当他提起的时候
I did.
我就觉得说受伤害。
And it was so healing for me.
对我来讲是我能得到医治。
Because now I know why I get upset when people don't respond.
所以现在我知道说为什么别人没有反应的时候，我会非常不开心。
And I know that is a testimony of the fact that they believe the gospel.
我想呢是他们相信福音的一个见证。
That they can confess their sin to me.
他们可以向我认罪。
And I pray for them, and I know that God is healing them.
我也为他们祷告，我知道神也在医治他们。
And He has.
神的确有医治他们。
The only way we can do this is if we ourselves recognize how much we are forgiven.
我们唯一可以这么做的方法是我们要知道说我们已经得到赦免。
So I want to share with you one more example from my own life of having to confess my own sin.
所以我想用我自己的例子来跟大家分享。
So 3 months ago, I had a miscommunication with Judy.
三个月前，我跟我太太 Judy, 在沟通上面有一些差错。
I was supposed to pick him up from school. He's 14, and I was late.
我的任务是要接我四岁的儿子从学校接他送回家。
And the problem,
但是我迟到。
The problem is I'm usually late.
问题是说我通常都是迟到的。
But this time I was late because.I mean, I thought it because my wife.
这一次我迟到，我认为是因为我的太太的关系。
And my son gets very upset when I'm late.
所以我迟到的时候，我的儿子会很不开心。
So I picked him up, and we drove home in silence.
所以我接了他，然后我们 一点声音都没有的回到家。
And I know he was really upset.
但是我知道说他很不开心。
And as we're driving home, I'm getting more and more angry.
当我开车回家的路上，我越来越生气。
So we walk in the door and I explode.
所以我们走进房子之后，我就爆发了。
I yell at my wife.
我向我的太太大嚷。
And in the hallway, I'm so angry. I take both hands and I just slam them against the wall.
在我们家的走道上，我真的很生气，我就用两手去击打那个墙壁。
And you can hear the sound. I mean, the entire house shakes.
你可以听到那个整个房子在震动的声音。
And I can feel my hands tingling because I hit the wall so hard.
所以我击打的太用力了，所以我的手都疼痛起来了。
And everyone, my whole family's home. Everyone's looking at me.
所以我的全家人都看着我。
And then I just stomp back to our room.
我就跑进了房间里面。
A couple hours later, we had dinner.
几个小时之后，我们一起用晚餐。
And everything felt normal.
一切都觉得好像正常一样，平常一样。
And at that point, it would have been so easy to not say anything.
所以在那个时候，我想最容易做的事是什么都不要说。
But I remember times when one of my parents would have a similar type of temper.
但是我记得我成长的时候，我父母亲有类似的爆发的时候。
And it would always bother me so much that they acted like nothing happened.
所以我知道说，我觉得是对他们把当成什么都没事的态度，我觉得很懊恼。
And I thought this will be very painful, but I need to say something.
所以我觉得说，这虽然是很痛苦的，但是我必须说些什么。
And so during dinner, I said, I apologize for getting angry today.
所以吃晚餐的时候，我跟我家人抱歉。
I'm sorry for hitting the wall.
我为我的行为，我击打那个墙壁道歉。
And everyone was silent.
大家都静静的。
And then my daughter, who's 9.
但是突然我九岁的女儿。
She just broke out in tears.
就开始嚎哭。
And she was wailing.
然后她
Wailing, it's like,
oh, that's loud crying. I hope.
And I think at that moment, I'm sure if any of you were in my situation, you would have thought, why would you bring it up?
你们在座可能会想说，你何必提起那件事呢？
You sinned twice. You got angry and then you had to bring it up again.
你已经生气过了，为什么还要再提起来呢？
But I hope you realize.What a precious gift my daughter gave me.
我希望你可以看到说我女儿给我一个很珍贵的礼物。
Because here's the thing when you're a parent.
你做一个父母亲。
When your kids cry because you hurt them.
当因为你伤害到他们，你的孩子们哭泣的时候。
They will cry in secret.
他们会秘密的哭泣。
When your wife or husband is hurt by you.
你的丈夫或你先生。
They will cry.
受伤害的时候，
they will cry in secret.
他们也会秘密的。
When your parents are hurt by you,
你的父母亲被你伤害时，
they will hurt in secret.
他们也会默默的、暗暗的受苦。
And so the gift my daughter gave me,
所以我女儿给我的礼物，
was to show me the full impact of my sin.
让我看到我的罪全面的影响，
so that I could see the consequence of it.
所以我可以看到那个我的罪的后果。
And that is a gift.
那是个礼物。
Because I cannot appreciate this gift without that gift.
因为我没办法，欣赏耶稣基督在十字架所给我的礼物，若不是他给我的这个礼物。
So I picked her up.
所以我把她抱起来。
I took her to the couch.
我带她到沙发上。
And we sat down and I hugged her.
我们坐下来，我抱着她。
And she kept crying.
她一直哭。
And then when she calmed down.
当她平静下来之后。
I said.
我说
Daddy didn't make it safe for you, huh?
我爸爸没有给你一个安全的感觉吗？
I don't want to do that to you.
我不愿意再这么做。
And the only way, you know, at that moment to be able to say those words, something has to happen.
我那个时候我能够这么做，必须有一件事情发生。
I have to make a choice.
我需要做个选择。
Okay. If I choose not to confess sin or to apologize, okay, then I do not need forgiveness.
那我选择不认罪不道歉的时候，那我就不需要赦免。
And I won't experience forgiveness.
我也没办法经历。
And there won't be any
赦免。
And there won't be any healing.
也不会有医治。
But at that moment when I said that,
但是当我 说出那句话
What I was saying in my heart
我在心里面是这么说
Was Lord Jesus
主耶稣
Forgive me
原谅我
And you do
And 他赦免了我
And you heal me
他也医治了我
And I feel your forgiveness right now
然后我感受他的
赦免 And that's why I can say that
所以我可以这么说
So if today you are struggling
今天你在挣扎
And you have sin bottled up inside you
你里面你藏着一些罪恶
And you are not ready to tell anyone
然后你还没办法跟任何人讲
Can I suggest to you
让我做一个建议
Go to God
去找神
Would you confess your sin to him
向神认罪
Would you confess the evil The jealousy, the envy, the anger that has been stored up inside your heart.
向神承认你心里面隐藏的一些罪恶。
Because he wants to cleanse you.
因为他想洁净你。
He wants to heal you.
他想医治你。
And he has done so through what he did for you on the cross.
他已经在十字架成就了这些事。
And you can claim that.
你可以去吸取。
And again, as that continues to hurt you and be like a disease to you,
so 当罪一直捆绑着你，一直像病一样困扰着你。
Could I encourage you to find a brother or sister?
我鼓励你找一个弟兄或姐妹
who would pray for you.
可以为你祷告的
so that you could be healed.
这样子你还得医治。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。